opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Free Fire Radio down here at the Civic Auditorium here with a few thousand of our best friends here for our annual pancake breakfast after missing it last year. Carl and Linda Bott, today.
Good morning, everybody.
The 14th of May. It's beautiful out here today.
Absolutely gorgeous. You know, we're down at the Civic. It's a new location, and the reason being because we wanted to find out why that is because we're still under some restrictions. This way, they could keep the tables further apart, so you will see the tables, like, besides the aisles, you'll see the tables 6 feet apart, and that's why they're doing the Civic. So we have to be patient with the parking, whether you're can make it into the parking lot or across the street. We welcome you down here. We've got Media Row where we're here. And Sue, you're doing a great job. Just bear with us because we're doing this live. We're all in a new environment. We're all in a new deal here at the Pancake Breakfast. It's absolutely beautiful outside. So please come down and join us. It is wonderful. And we are going to go right now to our Pet of the Week. It's the first time we've seen Amy in so long. And then, Sue, you've got to grab us the weather in a minute. Should we do the weather first?
Let's do the weather first.
We can do the weather.
Okay, Sue. Let's do the weather.
Okay. Today in the North Valley, mostly sunny and a little windy. You can expect a high of 90, overnight lows dropping down to 61 with a 30% chance of showers. Tomorrow, a 20% chance of showers in the morning, then mostly sunny and 84. For tomorrow night, a slight chance of thunderstorms around 20%. A little windy as well, mostly clear then. And lows dropping down to 58 degrees and clear for Sunday and a high of 88. So for your rodeo, once again tonight, very slight chance of showers. It's currently clear in downtown Reading and 57 degrees. Taking a quick look at your road conditions, so far so good. The only traffic collision we had was a little bit earlier, and it looks like that is all cleared up. Now, Carl and Linda, back to you.
Thanks, Sue.
The weather report is always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane out of Anderson, a veteran-owned business that gives discounts for seniors and veterans. You can reach them at 365-3793, and there is no traffic coming in here right now, so you can drive in and park and come on over and get your pancake breakfast that they just delivered to us. But Amy's here with us from Haven Humane.
Oh, my
Amy's
gosh.
Back.
We've missed you. It's so beautiful to see you.
It's good to see you guys.
We got a definitely a shearing.
Yes.
And you look great.
I have quarantined cut my hair. So, yeah there's none left. Actually, this is it grown out. I shaved it.
Oh, you did?
Yeah,
did you?
I did.
You
got to shave your head once in your life to say that you've shaved your head once in your life.
Okay. I always thought that, too. I'm just not super ready for that now. I don't. Maybe quarantine would have been a good time.
Anyway, it would have been a good time.
It looks great.
Thank you.
And anyway, so you, thank you so much. This feels like we have some normalcy.
Yes, it definitely does.
And so anyway, we've got Pet of the Week, and that's all right. We've got people coming by to say hi. And they see the headphones and realize sometimes that we're on live.
That's okay.
That's so good because, you know, hey.
We're live.
We want to say hi to people.
Yeah.
Pet of the Week. You have a bird dog.
I do. I have Jetson. Jetson is a 6-year-old German short-haired pointer. He is very cute. He's very affectionate for an independent breed. They're typically more, you know, kind of do whatever they do what they want. They're not as, like, affectionate, but he's a leaner and he loves to cuddle. Jetson does need to go to a home without other animals. Cats and dogs he does not do so well with. But he does great with children. He does great with everyone he meets. He walks loose leash on a, you know, and he's actually really good. I mean, even in this big crowd, I have not had any kind of issues. He's sticking right by my side. He doesn't pull on the leash. He just kind of wants to be around his people. So he would make an amazing addition to, you know, any home without other animals.
So have you seen him in action, like what the breed does?
I haven't seen him point, but
well, let me tell you about the German Shorthair Pointers. They are one of the best all-around dogs you're going to find. They are a hell of a hunter, but they are also can be a family dog. They're smart. They in this case, I guess Jetson can't have other dogs around, but they there's bred hunt, but and it's going to need he'll need to be walked.
Yes, you know, they do have a lot of energy. They're bred to work.
But he's
work,
just
so.
Laying on you.
Oh, yeah. And he's very comfortable even in this big crowd. You know, it's really hard to pick a pet of the week for most of the weeks, but knowing that, you know, we're going to be in a big crowded place, there could be other animals, there could be, you know, chaos ensues, and dogs sometimes don't feel comfortable in these kind of environments, and he's actually doing great today. So,
did you say he came with AKC?
He had an AKC chip when he came in, yeah. So he's most likely purebred. He looks what I consider exactly breed standard.
Yes.
You
know, when you look at him, he looks
He looks like the picture.
He's the picture of a German short hair pointer. Yep.
And
sure.
Right here at Haven Humane, you know, he's available, and I know that he's going to go fast.
Yes, he will go fast. He's a very nice dog.
Yeah.
Okay, now you can go down to Haven Humane or call, but I tell you what, I'd go quick because this dog.
Yeah, definitely give us a call because we are still doing adoptions by appointment at this time.
Okay.
If there's anybody that you're interested in, you definitely give us a call and get on the schedule to come and meet him.
I don't know, Dave Tappan's over here with the Asphalt Cowboys, and I think Dave may be taking this dog home. I don't know.
Can I have him?
He's probably like, what? He's for adoption.
Beth, you may have a dog.
I mean, he's a purebred. He's absolutely beautiful, and he's got that little stubby tail, you know, which is indicative of the way that the breed looks. And
he is absolutely
a love.
He is a dog. Yeah, he tried to sit in my lap yesterday, and I did have a heart-to-heart about how and why that's not going to work for me.
His tail has not stopped wagging.
No, he's
got a wiggly butt. It just always kind of moves.
No.
Even when he's sitting, it just kind of swings.
Yeah. It makes you wonder how this dog can get loose. Now, because obviously, like you said, AKC, but he found his a stray. So, okay. So call Haven Humane, set it up.
Thank you, Amy. You're on media row here, so like you don't have to drive around.
Next stop, I know.
Yeah.
It's going to be nice.
Okay.
And I get to eat pancakes.
All right.
So.
Thank you so much. It's so beautiful. You look beautiful. And just congratulations.
Thank you.
And welcome back.
Welcome back.
All right. Have a good weekend, guys.
All right.
Thank you,
Amy. All right. Here we have, the
Can
man.
Can I have that dog?
I don't know. Do you have a dog?
No, I don't. Mine lived for 19 and a half years.
Oh, Dave.
And I had to put him down about a year and a half ago.
Oh, Dave.
And I haven't had a dog since.
Okay, we're in the same place. We had Snooki for 12 years, going to go on 13. It's hard for me to put that phrase. I hope not to break up here. We had to send her over the Rainbow Bridge in February.
Uh-huh.
And it's just, we're still hear the pitter-patter of her feet. And so, you're looking and you connected with that dog, didn't you?
I sure did. I love that dog. What's his name?
Jetson.
Jackson?
Jetson.
Jetson, yeah.
I have a feeling if you adopt him, though, that you can call him anything you want.
Yeah.
What a sweetie.
5 years old. And fully AKC, came in with AKC, chip is AKC, so he's the real deal.
Okay, well, you know what? You better hurry if you want that dog, because right after this breakfast, I might be going to get out of there.
Hey, let's talk about what this has been for, like you. You've been with the Asphalt Cowboys, you're talking with Dave Tappan. We know that you put together this media row, but let's talk about what were the challenges, let's talk about the pros and cons of the pancake breakfast down at the Civic parking lot.
It's kind of funny. I guess the biggest con is that we're not in Roaring Gulch.
Yes.
Where we have been since 1953. But this is a great alternative. Now, the reason we came to the Civic Auditorium is so we could space out the tables and chairs more because the agencies – suggested that we do some social distancing so we could spread everything out more here at the Civic Auditorium.
Well, it is spread out, so you've got some room here, but you still have the same great pancakes, same great sausage.
Everything else is
exactly the same.
Yeah, it really is. And a lot of the same faces. You know, the pancake breakfast is famous for some people just getting together once a year.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
You know,
well, that's
I
true.
Hear a lot of people say I've seen this person about 20 times in my life.
Pancake breakfast.
Yeah.
What are the logistical problems? I mean, after you've done it down at Roaring Gulch since 1953, were there any different, besides the fact you're out a little bit further here, but but your clubhouse is right down the
road. Our clubhouse is right here, so logistically, that's fantastic. I'll tell you that The biggest problem was that we could not set anything up until 11:30 last night.
Okay.
That's right, yeah.
We usually set up on Thursday morning.
Whoa.
At the at Roaring Gulch downtown.
And then the rest of us casually come in during that day or maybe even the next morning and set up. And Dave says, Carl,
so
you got to be set up by 4:30.
Right. But, I've been here since 10 o'clock last night.
Yeah, I was going to say, and you're so Johnny on the spot. Your dog over there keeps looking at you. So he's
Jetson.
Yeah, Jetson.
Jetson. I want Jetson.
Jetson may just go home today. And then you just go over later.
You deserve it. You've been working so hard.
Okay, so how many people?
I guess logistically that was the biggest problem. That we haven't had any sleep.
Yeah,
some of these cowboys have been up since yesterday morning.
Oh, man. Okay.
How many people do you think we're going to get today? You think people are just ready to come out?
I do. This is a great, great turnout so far. And the Cowboys, we all put a dollar in and we have a pool as to the number of people we serve today.
Yeah.
And we've had guesses between 7,500 and 13,000.
Okay.
Wow.
I guess 9,444.
Oh, did you? 944. Okay.
Yeah.
I guess we'll find out. Now, when do you finally know the final count?
We will know that next week at our general meeting Wednesday.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, we'd love to hear about
it.
That. Yeah. Yeah. So make sure you email us and let us know.
And we literally go up to the clubhouse and we hand count every ticket.
Oh, my goodness.
Seriously, we sit there for about 2 hours. About 35, 36 of us hand count every single ticket.
Yeah. Let's make sure they get our tickets here.
Well, we thank you for joining us this morning.
Hey,
and
you know what? I thank you guys. I'll tell you, being in the media myself, I know how important the media is to organizations like us, and I can't thank you enough, seriously, for the great coverage and support that you guys give us every single year.
Well,
that's really nice, Dave.
You know, it's easy because, we're community, you're community.
Yes, you are.
But most of the media is here.
You know what? We live here, Dave. Like Carl said, we're not, it's not like we're here for 2 years and then on somewhere else. We live here, so we want to feed our community.
And it's really cool that here on Media Row,
everybody's
in the same boat.
Yes.
This is not a stopping
point. You're right.
To go on to somewhere. This is our home.
Yes. And
Patrick and Billy are down there. They've been here for what? 20 years?
How many
26 years?
20 on the air. That's right.
And Don Burton.
And Don.
And Heather.
And Steve.
Yeah.
And the gang. We're all here together.
Yeah.
This is probably the first time you see us all on the same row because we're usually on different corners.
You know, I kind of like the set.
I do.
I do too.
Yeah.
Easy for people to go down almost like if we're on a, I don't know, like if we're on a parade route, you have your different news agencies that you're with.
Yeah. Maybe next year in Roaring Gulch we can come up with some kind of configuration.
That'd be
pretty cool.
So we can see the people and people can get to us.
Yeah.
You're just one of the people who are coming through here, but we just want to thank you so much, Dave, for one, organizing us, but for everything the Asphalt Cowboys do for our community.
Absolutely. This is what we love to do every May, and when it was taken away from us last year,
I know,
we didn't know what to do with ourselves. Seriously, I mean, as a cowboy, it becomes part of your life.
Right.
You
get geared up, and like all of a sudden, that just is like, well, wait a minute, what? And probably a little, somewhat of anxiety. Like I'm supposed to be doing something. What? Wait a minute, we're not doing it this year.
Uh-huh.
Yeah,
right.
It's like retirement.
Yeah, it was really weird, and typically during a non-COVID year, we start planning for Rodeo Week in mid-February. And then we're off and running. We didn't even start planning anything until mid-April this year.
Yeah.
And we still managed to pull a few things off. So.
And it's just like, just like the rodeo.
Well, thank you so much.
Those guys trying to do it too. But thanks so much, Dave.
All right.
We've got to run here and take a break.
Thank you, Dave Chapman.
Thanks so much.
You bet.
With
thanks
our
so
Asphalt
much,
Cowboys. Hey, our commercial breaks are going to be all strange today, but that's all right because we're throwing it all to the wind. We're down here with the, I don't mean like that, but you know that we love our sponsors, but they understand it is the biggest community event of the year here at the Pancake Breakfast at the Civic. We'll be here till 9 o'clock. Come down and join us.
Yeah, and the hey, this portion of the show brought to you by our friends over at Cornerstone Community Bank. Cornerstone Community Bank is a community bank, locally owned, local board of directors. They continue to move local dreams forward. Stop by one of the branches, one in Red Bluff, one right here, and two right here in Redding, one on Market Street, and the other in the Cobblestone Shopping Center at 192 Hartnell Avenue. Learn more at bankcornerstone.com. We'll be right back.
Tired of listening to people who are angry all the time?
Try listening to Armstrong and Getty from 9 to noon right after Free Fire Radio.
Convert your calling into a career at Shasta College this summer. Get a jump start on being transfer ready for a CSU, UC, or four-year university. Or boost your current career skills quickly and affordably with a certificate or degree from Shasta College. Our summer session offers flexible class times and formats with online and some in-person offerings that easily fit around jobs and family responsibilities. Right now is the perfect time to invest in your future. A degree or certificate from a community college will pay dividends throughout your lifetime with an average annual wage of almost $53,000. And at Shasta College, our industry partners are actively looking to hire qualified candidates from our programs to fill the many positions they have open. Financial aid through grants and scholarships can help you invest in your education without a huge bill when you graduate. Contact a counselor and plan a cool summer of hot classes today. Summer session classes begin June 7th. Achieve more, earn more. Shasta College, www.shastacollege.edu. Enroll today at Shasta College.
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home, too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
Remodeled kitchen, bathroom, or backyard patio? There's a lot of choices, but only one leader, Estate Granite.
Mike Huber has such a professional attitude and a can-do work ethic that makes him a joy to work with. Mike and his crew worked to have our new kitchen finished in 5 days. We came back to a true work of art.
Hi, this is Brian Salato, broker and co-owner of the Real Estate Group. In today's competitive market, I think what's important is that the house is dialed in and turnkey. And what's important is that the kitchen has been renovated, the bathrooms have been renovated, granite, beautiful cabinetry. Those things make a significant difference.
Mike at Estate Granite has an eye for detail, an attention to perfection, and a quality build crew that are masters of their craft. Mike was there from start to finish.
Hi, this is Mike from Estate Granite. I know how important quality to a homeowner is, so give me a call at 241-STONE or come by our showroom at 4900 Mountain Lakes Boulevard or visit us at EstateGranite.com.
KCNR, 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and heard online at KCNR1460.com. Tune in to Mark Levin, Dave Ramsey, and Ben Shapiro. Plus, don't miss our local shows, including Free Fire Radio on KCNR.
And now, back to our show.
Yeah, good morning. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio. Am I echoing here?
You sound great.
Okay.
All right.
Hey, Free Fire Radio here in the studios. If you see it, well, we're not in the studios, are we? We're out here at the Pancake Breakfast at the Civic Auditorium with several thousand of our close friends. Though yes. It doesn't seem very crowded right now. They've got empty tables and the traffic's not bad and the lines aren't bad at all.
Yeah. And we see, there's a sea of tables. Now, in the past, We were down in Glitter Gulch, as they called it. Glitter Gulch for me. We are here. Let's just get to the chase. We're here with our Sheriff Jim Pope. You're always sheriff. Once a sheriff, always a sheriff. So, good morning. Let me put that on for you. There we go. Okay, buddy. All right.
Good morning to you too.
Yeah. And so how many years now have you been in the Asphalt Cowboys?
Well, I've actually been the actual member and honorary member and overseeing them for 15 years when I was sheriff. So I'm talking about probably at least 30 years. Although I go back when they first started, I was in high school and went to the pancake breakfast and stuff. So I've been associated a long time.
All right.
And right now, I'd say 30 regular years.
30 regular years.
Yeah.
And so we were talking about the pandemic and missing it last year. And here we are. We're in a kind of a breakout, meaning that we're coming out in this time, and you guys have organized this event once again fabulously. Pouring the pancakes with the sausage, or if you want eggs or whatever you need, orange juice, coffee, come on down. And what's special for you this year as opposed to, well, the tradition back downtown?
Well, we're in a different place, more open. I liked it. I liked this down here this morning.
Yeah.
The Cowboys, Lord, they worked with the city and back and forth and trying to put it together.
Yeah.
Finally, they put this together in about 3 weeks.
Man.
And so I think they've done a fantastic job. But for me, I like come down here and I see people here that I haven't seen for a year, two or three or sometimes more.
Right.
And to come to this every year and the people are excited, they put out a good meal.
Yes.
We put out a good meal.
Yes.
People like it, enjoy, get to see old people and kind of relax. And through this pandemic thing, you know, everything is mixed up. It's crazy. You can't get this. You can't go here. You can't do that. And you don't know who to believe on this whole thing. You try to, but reality is, and I was a coroner, people were dying from it, you know. And I think that we have to be careful. I got my shots.
Uh-huh.
And the nurse says, "What do you say, Jim? Why do you, Chair Pope says, you got your shot? Why do you think, why'd you get it?" I says, "Well, I thought I'd try it and if something happens to me, I don't have to pay no taxes anymore." My wife didn't like it when I said that, but I did. Anyway, it brings a lot of people together and I've talked to already this morning, many people, and some of them I didn't see, and some I don't even know recognize me, and so they're enjoying. We're enjoying smiling. It's good to see smiles and
yes,
and people laughing.
Yes,
and it's been difficult everywhere you go. The public relations, customer service isn't good in a lot of places, and this kind of relaxes the folks.
Yes.
We need to get back to as much normal as we can, and this is one of the great ways of doing it. And you know, the fact is that you're right. There's for me over this past year has been such a bit, you know, so much hostility has been pent up with people. You know, people are striking out at each other mainly on social media, hopefully, but it's. With the rodeo and the pancake breakfast and starting to open up like we have, I hope that people start taking a deep breath and getting back into it, just like you said. So,
yes, I do too. And I'm, like I said, I'm happy. I'm happy that you folks support this event every year we have it. We missed it last year and it was kind of like a hole in the year, you might say.
A hole in the year. Well,
we went down there the day when it was supposed to be. And just sit there by ourselves. And nobody showed up. And we were hoping.
Well, here's the beautiful thing, is that I feel like we need to open our hearts. And we are natural creatures to socialize with people. Okay, so when you're masked, you can't see energy. It's a blockage. So now we're down here, folks. I'm telling you, I don't see a mask in sight. So I'm not saying it's an anti-mask thing. I'm just saying that the social distance, we're ready. It's not like, you know, I mean, it's they're doing this in a way that people are jammed together, but it's beautiful because people need this.
Plenty of room.
So, Sheriff Pope, thanks for being with us this morning.
I'm so happy to be here with you. I'm happy you're here.
Thanks for your service.
Hope you're singing to the glory of God as you sing. Just thanks for supporting
that the touches
pancake
my heart.
Breakfast and the sheriff's office for all these years and your service in the military.
Well, thank
so
you.
Special to me.
Well, you know, that's very nice of you, but
thank you.
You also have served our community for so long, and you're still serving.
No,
so,
I'm trying to, yeah. And being 80 is different.
It's a milestone.
Okay. Jim looks like he can still take on a couple people.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, thank you so much.
Okay,
thank you, Jim. All right, bye-bye.
Okay, we're going to take a quick break. It's probably, I don't know, what's the temperature, Sue?
The temperature
out here,
outside is 57 degrees.
It's 57 degrees. It's absolutely perfect out here.
Look at the sun
here.
On our back. It's
yeah,
beautiful.
It's absolutely perfect out here. So we're down here, of course, at the Civic Auditorium for the annual Pancake Breakfast, the Asphalt Cowboys Pancake Breakfast. We're spread out here so that we have social distancing. But Linda's right. You're not going to see a lot of masks. We'll be right back after these messages.
On the road again.
American history at Turtle Bay's newest exhibition, American Adventure 1607. Actively explore the fates of early colonists in North America through a blend of gameplay and authentic history. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
I'm celebrating local heroes. Tune in the second Thursday each month at 6.05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now. I'm Michelle Slade. During North State Now, we will speak with your neighbors, friends, family, and community members who give back, not to be recognized, but because it's the right thing to do. During these conversations, we will learn what truly makes our community and the people in it. Join me the second Thursday of each month at 6.05 p.m., right after the news, for Heroes of the North State on North State Now.
Reading Electric Utility cares about the whole community, and we offer an income-qualified residential energy discount program that can save you up to $400 a year on your energy bill. And once per year, CARES bill credit up to $300. To find out if your income qualifies you for a residential discount program and CARES program, call 339-7200. That number again is 339-7200.
Over for savings at Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market and Eureka Way next to Dutch Bros in downtown Reading. Buy 5 car wash coupons and get one free, or buy 10 and get 3 free. Quick and Clean is a family-owned business. They offer only the highest quality service. Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market and Eureka Way next to Dutch Bros in downtown Reading. Quick and Clean.
What is a hero? A hero serves when no one else is ready to. A hero helps everyone, never asking for any praise. they stand ready to do whatever is needed. They have picked up the mantle of heroism when we have needed it the most, and their tireless dedication can never be appreciated enough. We want to thank all of our local heroes. We could not get through these times without their courage. We thank you for everything that you do.
Join us for Turtle Bay's Walk on the Wild Side Animal Show, running Tuesday to Sunday at 11 a.m. and noon. This fun-filled educational wildlife show gives you a special look at Turtle Bay's most beloved animals. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
Powerhouse Solar is looking for an experienced electrician, 10 years experience preferred, full-time, with benefits, retirement, and competitive pay. This is a family-owned company that provides a relaxed, pleasant work environment. Qualified candidates can apply in person at Powerhouse Solar on Caterpillar Road or email resumes to info@powerhousesolar.com.
You're listening to KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460. Also, check us out online at KCNR1460.com. This morning, Carl and Linda Bott broadcasting live from the Pancake Breakfast.
Yeah, good morning and welcome back to Free Fire Radio here at the Pancake Breakfast down here at the Civic, surrounded by thousands of our closest friends. And gosh, you know what? It's not too much traffic, there's no lines, people are happy and smiling.
Yeah.
It is 7:36 in the morning, and this portion is brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Shasta Regional Medical Center is one of the nation's top 50 cardiovascular hospitals, as recognized by the Watson Health Organization. Shasta Regional Medical Center, healing starts there. Okay. Hey, you know what? We were really lucky to have, not lucky, we were fortunate to have the Marines with us yesterday morning, but they're back today. They're down here at the Pancake Breakfast, and I'm here with Sergeant Amy Polichek, Sergeant Tim Wolfrant, Sergeant Ashton Hammer, and who I say looks like Hammer could be a Liberty Risk, but everybody tells me she doesn't drink, and I watched that. Everybody else was having an adult beverage, and she was drinking Fresca.
They still make Fresca.
Corporal Christian Drumheller. Now, Tim, Sergeant Wolfman, who has the microphone, is from Volcano, California.
Volcano.
That's right.
Good morning. So, we went out yesterday with the sheriff on a couple of the patrol boats. What'd you think?
Oh, that was awesome. So I spent quite a bit of time on the Sacramento River, just a little bit further south. And get out with the sheriff's patrol. It's just an awesome time, and I'm really glad that we were able to come up here and show some support for our law enforcement too.
Yes,
I think they do a lot for our community.
Yes,
I wish that we could do more for them, but just being able to spend a little time for them was that was a big highlight of my day for sure.
Oh, wonderful! I like to hear that. Makes me feel so
so
wonderful.
Sergeant Polichek, I know that I'm going to put you on the spot there too.
All right.
Okay, so how about what you think of yesterday in the Sacramento?
Was fun.
No, that's all right. We just keep the microphone up.
Okay.
Too,
it was a lot of fun. We had two different boats that were out there, and they just took us around to the best sites that were, you know, within the vicinity of close by to the ramp that we took off from, and, you know, giving us a little bit of history as we were going. So it was, you know, like Sergeant Wolfram had said, just being able to take the time and be able to be around the law enforcement in the area was, you know, that was really special to us.
So now, tell me about our Cowboys. For fallen officers,
with the Cowboys Honor Ride,
yeah. I know that Tim's been more involved with it, but the Cowboys Honor Ride was started by a gentleman from here in California, which
can you not hear?
Okay. By a gentleman in California that honors those officers that fall in the line of duty. Is that correct?
That's correct. So Norman Ather and a group of other individuals had started it, and they just really wanted to do something to, you know, bring awareness to those officers that had fallen and to honor them. And, you know, what better way to do it than bring together all the members of the community? I mean, especially the one that we went to in Herald, it was such a patriotic event, and it was just so good to see everybody come together and, you know, just be there for the family, be there for the community, be there for the people who knew those individuals who were fallen. And, you know, for us to be able to go and support it, we were very honored to be there. If there's any future ones that are going on, you know, we already told them we'd be more than happy to support that. and do everything that we can to be there.
Well, you know what? We so much, the community so much appreciates you all being here. And, you know, anything that we can do to show you our appreciation, but my appreciation, of course, is young Marines, again, that are putting your lives on the line for our country. And then when you're not deployed or spending countless hours and days and weeks and months in the field, you know, you go to a different type of duty, but here you all are again, putting out the best from our for our Marine Corps and letting our community see it.
Okay, we're going to push out the break a little bit here, Sue, our producer. Thank you so much. And, of course,
we're fine on the break.
Yeah, we're going to just push out the break. I want to ask you all how last night the rodeo, I mean, here we are coming out of our COVID lockdown, and now the Reading Rodeo takes place. How was last night?
It was really cool for me. This is my first time up in Reading, and I've only actually been to one other rodeo, and it was San Antonio. And so this time it was outdoors, which I think is really cool, rodeo setup that we have going on. And the fact that there's so many people, I think you guys said that there was a record-breaking night last night. That was the first time they've had that many people on a Thursday night.
Yay!
So that's super cool to be a part of that. And
how did the horses react?
They were a little bit spicy last night, but that was actually one of the first times that we've ever drawn swords in a long time. We were one of the first teams in 5 years to draw swords. That was the first time last night.
I have not seen you all do that.
Can you share what that means, drawing swords, literally?
So we have our two flag bearers, and then we have two guards on each side, and we're the only ones in the Marine Corps that are allowed to carry swords in a color guard.
We're going to see it tonight. I'm so excited.
We have our two guards that pull swords on horseback and draw.
Oh, my God. Chills.
Arms. With swords.
No, I mean,
so
I'm just
really
sorry,
cool.
But
really
like,
cool. We gotta be able to do that.
You should never grow up. You should always be like excited in the moment. Like, oh my gosh, we have these animals.
I don't worry about you ever growing up.
I want to ask about the Mustang program. Can you guys stay with us for a little bit?
So that we got plenty of time here, honey.
Oh, okay. Let's talk about the Mustang program.
Okay.
Would I ask you?
Yeah, you can.
Everybody.
Ask any of us.
Okay.
Yeah. So we typically try to adopt from the BLM. We have had to purchase horses in the past, but we do try to stick with the traditional, the yellow Palomino Mustang, basically. A lot of the horses we brought tonight are not signaturely Palomino. So if you ask like an expert, they'd be like, no, that's not a Palomino. But we call them Sorolinos or whatever it is.
Sorolinos.
Yeah. So,
as long as it's got a Lino on the back,
exactly.
You get cool, right?
Call it good.
We're just going to call
Apolino.
It Samolino,
yeah, exactly.
You know, Paulino, whatever.
But all the ones that we brought tonight are all Mustangs, and they've all been through the BLM program, and then they were all at one of the prison centers. So they go through the prison. I think typically we go through the Carson City one.
Love that. It's on that.
Yeah,
and
prison system, and they break them and whatnot, and then they come to us. And we ride them and make them work for what we can do with them. So,
it's hard when you're doing this to not get attached. What do you do? I mean, do you ride the same horse? They become yours.
This is definitely a question for me. I can tell.
Okay.
So I've been there for almost 2 years, and I've rode the same horse almost the entire time. And his name's Reno.
Oh.
And he's now Sergeant or Corporal Drumhellers, soon to be Sergeant, hopefully. But I am, like, super attached to that horse.
Oh,
after
yeah.
2 years of riding him, like, I've done everything on that horse there. And I'm definitely planning on trying to adopt him
when he comes up
for adoption because he's 19 years old and almost on his way out the door. But I am super attached.
At what time do they adopt the horses out? At what age?
So at between 17 and 23 years of age, we start to look at them for retirement based on health or performance or whatever it is. And go from there. So, like, Sergeant Wolfrant has actually adopted one of the horses, John, just this past December, actually, from the Mounted Color Guard. So that was a really cool opportunity for us. And
well,
we're
know,
retiring another
about
one.
About 20
though.
Years.
That's Reno's when
you,
yours.
That's
yes,
when you,
Reno's mine.
That's when you retire anyway. Okay, Corporal. Now, we got two people, Sergeant Hammer and the Corporal here, are rodeo people, and wearing their buckles. Sergeant Hammer, in fact, was the Fruit of Rimrock Rodeo Barrel Racing Champion before she came into Marine Corps. And Corporal, you're a team roper. Is that correct?
Yes, sir. I team rope.
And you've also introduced the sergeant to team roping, Sergeant Wolf Grant.
Yes, sir. He started learning before I joined the team, but yeah, we go to competitions together.
All right. What do you think? You're the newest member.
Yes, sir. I am. I've been here about a month. This was actually my first event with the Color Guard. So.
Well, it's kind of a good place.
You mean in Reading?
Oh, no, this is like, well, yes, in Reading, and like, actually, this is my first event because I've only been here a month.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh, it's great. Well, what a great way to get broken in.
Well, yes, I just want to tell you all how much we appreciate the United States Marine Corps Mounted Color Guard. We try to show you the honor that you deserve. And I know you haven't eaten yet, so I'm going to turn you all loose to head on back over there. They are on their way over after Chow here to the veterans' home, bringing the horses with them, and you're going to, in uniform, to be over there to see the veterans' home. So thank you so much.
And then see you tonight at the rodeo.
Yeah, so wave at us. Don't ignore us. We're going to be down the alley there. Okay.
Thank you for having us, sir.
You bet. Okay, we're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we have Judy Maxwell, who is a well-known member of our community, and she's going to join us here. We'll be right back after these messages.
Look, staying healthy isn't easy. Watching your diet, hitting the gym, avoiding stress. But a good night's rest helps boost your overall health and wellness. And it couldn't be easier. The new Sleep Number 360 Smart Bed is the only bed that effortlessly adjusts in response to both of you. The result? You wake up ready for anything. Proven quality sleep is life-changing sleep. Save $1,000 on the new Sleep Number 360 Special Edition Smart Bed, Queen, now $1,799. Plus special financing ends Monday. Special financing subject to credit approval. Minimum monthly payments required. See store for details.
Powerhouse Solar is looking for an experienced electrician. 10 years experience preferred. Full-time, with benefits, retirement, and competitive pay. This is a family owned company that provides a relaxed, pleasant work environment. Qualified candidates can apply in person at Powerhouse Solar on Caterpillar Road or email resumes to info@powerhousesolar.com.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wayne Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
ACA, come out and play. Have you seen the bill? We all have to pay. Time has come for 51 in a Jefferson state of mind.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Common Senior Living. One of the most rewarding things about what I do is watching the positive transformation that often occurs when a senior moves here to our beautiful, independent retirement community. Seniors can become isolated, find it hard to eat good, healthy meals, and even just get around. I call this a failure to thrive. At River Commons, we solve those challenges. You are surrounded by friendly people with similar life experiences. Chef Shalisa and her crew provide 3 delicious and healthy meals daily. Activities Director Ernie always has a wide variety of things to do, from arts and crafts to outings on our 25-passenger bus. Plus, we provide utilities, cable TV, scheduled transportation, weekly housekeeping, and more. We see seniors go from survive to thrive, and that is just a wonderful thing. Call today for a tour or luncheon a tour and experience River Commons for yourself. 221-2121 or on the web river-commons.com.
Hi, this is Senior Chief Rob Burrows with the Northern California Veterans Museum and Heritage Center, and I am your host every Saturday morning from 9 to 11 with Battlefield Expressions. Battlefield Expressions is where we talk about veterans' issues, advocacy for our community, and those in our community who help support our veterans. Once again, join me every Saturday morning from 9 to 11, Battlefield Expressions on KCNR 96.5 and 1460 AM.
If the American people ever allow private banks to control the issuance of their currency, first by inflation, then by deflation, the banks and the corporations that will grow up around them will deprive the people of all their property until their children wake up homeless on the continent their fathers conquered.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights. that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Revolution has started.
Sovereign Minds, now on Sundays, 10 to noon.
Powerhouse Solar is looking for an experienced electrician. 10 years experience preferred, full-time, with benefits, retirement, and competitive pay. This is a family-owned company that provides a relaxed, pleasant work environment. Qualified candidates can apply in person at Powerhouse Solar on Caterpillar Road or email resumes to info@powerhousesolar.com.
And here we are, Carl and Linda Bott. It is 7:50 in the morning. We are here at the Civic Auditorium. It's kind of a stand-in for Roaring Gulch.
In the parking lot. Yes.
There with for the annual pancake breakfast. Of course, we all missed it last year because of some weird emergency. And but we're back this year. People are spread out on the tables. If you are concerned about people wearing masks, I can assure you that no one is. So if you've got a problem with, I can't go anywhere where there's people not wearing masks, we're going to miss you this
year. Yeah.
But there's thousands of other people that don't seem to have that same concern,
yeah,
including any of the media or any of the outlets.
Well, you know, but we're doing our best. I think everybody's ready to come out. Hey, with us this morning, very, very excited to have with us Judy Maxwell from Maxwell Insurance. Good morning. Okay, let's turn that on. I'm sorry. Somehow,
she keeps turning
it, yeah, there
it on.
We go.
She keeps
good morning.
It on.
I'm on. Good
Yay!
Morning.
There
good morning,
go.
Guys. I was here last night, and
tell
I can't tell you how fabulous it was. And I know the Marine Color Guard were just here. I tell you what, it does give you chills. It was just such a beautiful moment. It really was. There were also so many other moments that were so fantastic. The spirit of the people was what was so cool. And then I was so cool. It was live on the Cowboy Channel. And so I texted my brothers in Texas. And so they were watching it on TV.
Oh, is that cool?
It is so cool. It really was.
Yeah.
And so that's going to be on all three nights. They're going to be on again on the Cowboy Channel.
I got to tell my parents.
Yeah.
They could turn it on.
You know what? And I'll say, if they start kind of like panning across the crowd,
yeah,
you'll see us because we're going to be wearing,
Well,
whatever. Well, I don't know, but you may see us.
We're just so excited. So, yeah.
Among
you
the
know
other
what?
8,000 people.
Because we feel, and I'm sure as a people, but I know that Carl and I, is that, you know, there's something about gathering, mm-hmm, and saluting and the beautiful thing with the rodeo that's all Americana. It's all people coming forward and all the cowboys. Which are international, by the way.
Oh, there were really. The thing is that it truly brought in the patriotic spirit of America, and it just made you feel so proud of our country, so proud to be a part of this wonderful nation. And it really was a beautiful moment last night, and we all had so much fun.
Ugh.
And, you know, and again, you talk about gathering and being with people and just the courtesies and the interactions with people was beautiful. Now, we sponsored one of the chuckwagon races.
Oh, yeah.
We didn't win last night. I mean, we weren't participating last night. And so we will either be on tonight or tomorrow night. So if you guys come, please cheer us on, because I would love to get a belt buckle.
well,
now, tell us what
you
means.
Ought to get a belt buckle just for sponsoring one,
yes,
of those.
Yes, yes.
Oh, I would think so.
You
but
think
however,
so.
They only give them to the winner. And
so,
no participation buckle.
I know. Darn it. No.
How many teams do they actually bring on? We're talking about, this happens, I want to be like, if you were a Super Bowl, it's a halftime show. But it's in the process of in between some of the
in
numbers.
Between events, and
yes,
so they run two at a time, and so last night was not our night.
Okay,
so it'll later tomorrow night. Okay. Unfortunately, I won't be there, so I need y'all to cheer
all
us
right
on.
Okay,
yeah,
okay.
Yeah, I tell you what, when your chuck wagon is out there,
yeah,
now it could be is that if you just kind of sidle up to your driver a little bit before and say, here's half of that $100 bill. You win, you get the other half. You know, because I'm just, you know, when you're out there, I, you know, bang them a little bit. Bang that wagons around a little bit.
Oh, I know. I would love to be, but I'm not going to be out there the next two nights
because
I was there last night. But I tell you what, you know, I know there's probably some extra tickets out there on the general admission. I think that they're still open, and it's well worth coming to see it and supporting our community.
Oh, yeah.
Supporting these people. I mean, the Asphalt Cowboys, they put together this event in less than a week in April, and it's amazing how they have participants from all over the nation.
Yeah, right.
The Reading Rodeo Association, you know, when they finally got the go ahead, they were like the second rodeo in America that was given, you know, that said we're going to run with it. So they did. They got their contestants in, and if you listen, last week we had Bennett Gucci on, the president of the association, just trying to keep, you know, trying to do things in a month that you've done before in 9 months, you know, you can imagine. And yet last night obviously was perfect.
It was so perfect, and you would never know that they put it together in such a short period of time. But you could feel the spirit in the participants as well as in the crowds, and it was so much fun. And it was really cool because one of my granddaughters, a little girl, 6 years old, won the mutton breakfast.
Girls rule. Yeah. What is it about girls? The girls lately are just like kicking butt in the mutton busting.
It was so cool. She just hung on and kept going.
Well, you know what? They've had so many people try to enter mutton busting or the kids.
Yeah.
So they're actually having slack. So they have, 130 kids, so they got them all out there. And they, like in the slack in the rodeo, they brought them in, let them ride, found out which of the kids really wanted to ride and how many of them their parents wanted them to ride. So that, you know, then they have 10 of them each night, just like the pros out there. So congratulations then. So she got probably boots and...
She got some silver spurs.
Oh,
and
man.
That's a cool little 6-year-old with some silver spurs. I mean, man, that is a cowgirl in the future.
That's right. You have totally ruined her for the rest of her life this point, because she's now going to be horses and rodeo. So... So how's everything going? I mean, now everybody went through COVID. What were you seeing out there? And then the fires. And I know you've helped so many people get insurance for that. And so what were you seeing out
there? Bless your heart.
Yeah.
Well, I tell you what, one of the things with interest rates being low, then that has people are buying homes like crazy and refinancing. So that area of our business has been phenomenal, you know, and we're very, very blessed and thankful for all of our customers and clients out there. We really are. Then there's just new open enrollments for health insurance. So that's, you know, there's a big
We need to have you back on here in a week or two, because these open enrollments, people don't realize that. You can absolutely pick the wrong plan and not even know it.
Oh, it's so true. And now you can change plans. There's just a lot of changes going on. And, I'd love to, visit with you guys.
I also want to, if you can address that, too, is the changes in the 401k plans and the and your retirement plans. Things have changed dramatically.
Oh, they have changed so dramatically, and it's a great time for people to review, because the pricing and everything's changed on those. The California has a new law that, people with 5 or more employees, they're going to have a retirement plan in their place. Yeah. So it's, there's lots of new laws. And
that's full-time employees, right?
Right.
We're still safe. Either that or somebody's getting fired.
No.
Sorry, honey.
I guess I got to go.
We're going to have to turn you loose. Or me. How about me? How about if I just retire again?
But so all of this pandemic. Go ahead.
No, go on.
All of this pandemic has brought on new changes in all different areas in our business. So it's... It's important to kind of get things reviewed.
We're with Judy Maxwell, Maxwell Insurance and Financial. Mm-hmm. Of course, we're going to have her on in the next week or two to talk about these. And these are changes that can be dramatic for people, like the state of California, who the PPP came out to everybody, turned around, and at the last minute was announced early and said, oh, by the way, you're going to have to pay taxes on it. If you've maintained a certain level of income.
Yes.
And so, but it's kind of I think it's going to be a surprise for a lot of people.
Oh, I can say it's been a nightmare for the accountants out there, because, just in the middle of it, they were saying, oh, okay, so people, who had, you know, to pay their premium tax back from their health insurance, they don't have to for 2020. So a lot of these people who had already filed their taxes, then they had to redo them and stop.
Oh, boy.
It's crazy.
So it's crazy.
Okay, we're going to have Judy on in a week or so.
Yeah.
Thank you so much, Judy Maxwell.
Oh, my gosh. Thank you.
I'm glad you had a great time last night.
Oh, it was fabulous, and I just highly recommend everybody come out here and support our community.
Okay.
Hey, we're going to be back right after the news. Carl and the Bot, this is Radio.
Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center. Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. She's the new number three Republican in the House of Representatives.
We are unified, working as one team.
New York Congresswoman Elise Stefanik, a new House GOP conference chair.
The American people know that the stakes are incredibly high. We are going to fight for them each and every day against the destructive, radical, far-left socialist agenda of President Joe Biden and Nancy Pelosi that's destroying America.
Stefanik, chosen by her fellow Republicans to succeed Wyoming's Liz Cheney, who was ousted from the leadership post. Unlike Cheney, who's a militant never-Trumper, Stefanik was endorsed for the leadership position by the former president. Stefanik describing Mr. Trump as a crucial part of our Republican team. The CDC director says the agency's new mask-wearing guidelines mean that
you can start doing the things that you had stopped doing because of the pandemic.
Dr. Rochelle Walensky says fully vaccinated people no longer have to mask up outside. And in most indoor settings, masks are still recommended for crowded situations like in hospitals and while traveling. And it's recommended that unvaccinated Americans continue wearing masks indoors. Also at SRNNews.com, on it goes. Rockets being launched from Gaza toward Israel. The Israeli military responding with massive firepower. Israeli army says it went after the tunnels being used by Palestinian terrorists. There are multiple media reports that Colonial Pipeline paid a multi-million-dollar ransom to the hackers who had shut down its line that serves the East Coast. Bloomberg, which had the story first, reports it was a $5 million payment. Watching Wall Street, stocks are sharply higher. The Dow's up 256 points, the NASDAQ ahead 233. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Are you dealing with personal or business tax issues with the IRS? Does the thought of wage garnishments, bank levies, tax penalties, or having to engage with the IRS worry you? Owing taxes to the IRS or state can be stressful, and ignoring them can make your situation worse. At Federal Tax Law Group, we help individuals and businesses reduce debts and negotiate with the IRS Fresh Start Program. Our assistance can save you from drowning in taxes and may even keep you free of prosecution. With over two decades of experience, our tax professionals understand your needs and will customize a tax solution that's in your best interest. Call Federal Tax Law Group at 800-500-9172 for a free consultation to discuss resolving your tax problem. That's 800-500-9172. Again, 800-500-9172. Or visit us online at federaltaxlawgroup.com.
Hackers target Ireland's healthcare system.
Ireland's health service says it shut down its computer network to protect it, while experts assess the attack. Its chief executive says it's targeted data stored on central servers, where patients' records are held, and that no ransom demand has been received. Life-saving equipment is not affected, and people needing urgent attention can still go to hospitals. But it's not clear how long the disruption will last. Ransomware attacks are a growing problem. A French subsidiary of Toshiba said today that earlier this month it had been targeted by the same group blamed for recently crippling the U.S.'s largest network of fuel pipelines.
That's the BBC's Danny Aberhart. A deadly bomb blast during Friday prayers in a mosque in northern Kabul. Afghan police say a dozen people, including the mosque's imam, were killed. Breaking news and analysis, townhall.com. A potential disaster averted as a major bridge spanning Old Man River near Memphis It shut down.
Repairs to the Interstate 40 bridge linking Arkansas and Tennessee could take months after a crack was found in the span. Thousands of trucks and cars are being forced to detour, and shipping on the Mississippi River is shut down in the Memphis area. Both states' transportation agencies are working to make sure the 48-year-old bridge is safe. Representative Steve Cohen wants to make sure the I-40 bridge repair is included in President Biden's infrastructure bill. The bridge usually carries about 50,000 vehicles a day. John Scott reporting.
A so-called heartbeat bill has cleared the Texas legislature. It's now on its way to Governor Greg Abbott's desk. The Republican governor is expected to sign the measure into law, the bill banning abortions, after approximately 6 weeks. Let's get on Wall Street. The Dow up 239 points. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning, and welcome to Radio here at the Pancake Breakfast down here at the Civic Auditorium. Linda and I are here with several thousand of our closest friends. The time is 8:05 in the morning. News brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring, compassion, community courage. Shasta Regional Medical Center, healing starts there.
It's a beautiful day, 88 degrees right now. We're going to have 92 today. And if you're going to be coming to the rodeo tonight, we hear that you probably should get here a little bit earlier for parking. And the weather's brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Sorry to, we got a lot going on here with, guests, and we're very excited to be down here. A lot of activity.
On the line is Susan Eastman with Steve O. Invest.
Yay!
Good morning.
Good morning. Happy Friday. Wolf talks are in the green after a volatile
Hello.
Week.
What's happening with
Hello?
The market minute?
Can you hear me?
Hello.
Yeah.
I'm here. Okay, great. All right. So stocks are ending the week in the green. The Dow is up 252 points at 34,273. The S&P 500 is positive 46 points at 4,159. And the NASDAQ composite gaining 236 points at 13,361. The three most actively traded stocks on the NASDAQ, Apple up $1.58 at $126.54. AMD positive $1.27, trading at $74.33. DraftKings up $3.74 at $44.79. Four local stocks of interest, AT&T up 10 cents at $32.30. PepsiCo positive 32 cents, trading at $146.71. Bank of Commerce, which is now Merchants Bank of Commerce, up 18 cents at $14.18, a new high today. In the bond department, the 10-year Treasury note is priced yield 1.65%. And for commodities, gold is up $10 an ounce at $1,835. Silver, positive 23 cents at $27.28 per ounce. Crude oil, trading at $65 a barrel. That's the market for now. This is Susan Eastman, First Vice President Investments, Stifel Investments, SIPC, and NYSE for KCNR.
All right,
okay,
Susan.
Okay, Susan, are you coming to the rodeo?
I am coming to the Pancake Breakfast right now. See you.
Okay, right. Stop by and say right. Hello to us.
I will. Okay, thank you. Have a good weekend. Bye-bye.
All right. We'll see you in a minute.
Hey, 8:07 in the morning, and with us is Anderson City Councilman. Barron Browning.
Barron, good morning.
Good morning, how are we?
Also candidate for supervisor, District
5.
District 5. Anderson, Cottonwood.
Shingletown. Yes.
Wow. You got all of those there.
Yeah. Where else can you come where it's sunny and you get to be with 10,000 of your closest friends other than the pancake breakfast put on by the Asphalt Cowboys?
You know, the thing about it is that we missed it so much.
And right.
You captured that, Linda, when you were talking about, you know, people need to get out.
Yeah.
So, and if you want to come down here, there is plenty of foods. Tables are open. If you don't want to be around people that aren't wearing masks, this is probably not a great place to be because I don't see a mask anywhere.
But no, there I did. I saw a couple.
You saw
actually, a mask? No, and they were young women and they were masking because If you want a mask, this is not a mask-shaming environment, okay?
No.
But what they've done is they've – so the reason that it is this year, from what I understand, and if you've listened, you've been listening to the show this morning, I'm going to repeat myself, because it's social distance. The tables are 6 feet apart. They're not lined up like they were down in the Gulch. So, therefore, we're following the guidelines in that manner. Now, Baron –
yes.
You're wearing a blue apron today. Tell us what you've been doing with the pancake breakfast. And
I am the sausage flipper.
Are you?
Yes.
That is a huge.
Yeah, they said I was getting promoted, but
huge.
I would tell you after 2.5 hours of heat, I don't know that I got promoted.
Yeah.
But that's what they keep telling me.
Yeah,
is that I got promoted.
It's
so
a huge responsibility.
I'll take that as a win.
Yeah.
Well, somebody was talking to us yesterday. I believe it was Sheriff McGreeny, and he said, you know, he's with the Reading Rodeo Group. I think he's also an asphalt cowboy.
Yes.
And so what job do you want this year? Sheriff McGreeny says, well, you know what? I'd really like to pull the rope on the bulls.
Yes.
And he said they looked at each other. They looked at him. They said, no, that's a little technical. So anyway.
Well, you don't want to put a sheriff in the spot where he might get injured, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
Well, you know, and you think about it, it's a...
Other than going out and fighting crime.
It's perfectly okay for him to get in car chases and shootouts, but we don't want him next to the ball. You know, a ton of your best friend coming out angry.
Baron, you do so much for our community and Anderson and so many things that you're involved in. What do you feel in the last has transpired in the last 6 months that's been really effective change in our community?
Well, you know, now that we're coming out of COVID, I'd like to say that at least in the last month, I mean, I've been to the Red Bluff Roundup, the Hamage District Fair, volunteering and doing all kinds of stuff with everywhere. And I think, you know, that's part of your civic duty when you get elected, is that making sure that you're representing your area to the best of your ability. And I'm not saying others aren't. I'm just saying that was my personal goal was.
Right.
Anderson, make sure Anderson is represented at every event possible.
Right. Well, you did that way before you ran. I mean, that's just who you are.
I am. Absolutely. And I love it. I love meeting people. I love getting to know them, what makes them tick. You know, what they feel is their issues going on in our community, and helping them get those things solved.
So what do you see, Baron, as one of the main things that, you know, if the Board of Supervisors could be doing to move us forward?
I think there's two pretty neck and neck close issues. One is a jail and crime and law enforcement. And then number two is homelessness. I heard the other day that we have 172,000 homeless in California. That's the size of Shasta County. You could take all of those people and plop them right here, and we'd have the same amount of people.
But
no,
don't. No,
I'm
don't
just saying, though, that's a huge number.
Yes.
And I go back to, we're not really solving the problem.
Well, what's
over and over again, we're not solving the problem.
Well, okay, so what's the solution for this? A solution.
I don't know if there's one overwhelming solution, but you got to start somewhere. And not having treatment centers and not having a place to get them started at has got to be a number one issue. Whether that's mental illness, drug addiction, whatever the case may be, we've got to start somewhere. And I think Chief Johnson, although he researched it and stole it from other places, the Life Center has got to be a start when they're coming. They have that option while they're in jail to get rehabilitated, whether that's through mental illness or drug addiction.
Well, now
and we have the money to do that.
Yeah. Well, that's the thing. We've got like a $240 million budget in Health
Correct.
And Human Services.
Yeah.
Though, you know, it just comes to, you know, Health and Human Services. But there's got to be a way, like you said, is that you start with a place that it's an intake place.
Yep.
Give them the chance, you know, give them every opportunity, our homeless, or, you know, for whatever reason. If it's a mental thing, we get mental help.
That's right.
But there's going to be a percentage.
Yeah, there's still going to be those that are not ready to get help or not willing to get help, or just choose not to, right? That they like that lifestyle for whatever reason. And we run into them over and over again.
Mm-hmm.
But wouldn't it be great if we got 30% of them off the street?
Oh.
I mean,
yeah.
Really?
The,
I mean, you got to start somewhere.
The other thing, too, is, you know, every
because
time...
Because doing nothing, look at what's happened.
Yeah.
Doing nothing, we're up to 172,000 homeless.
In the state of California.
In the state of California.
Well, my girlfriend yesterday, I was with a friend of mine who talked about it. She lives down on the river, and not far from her home is a huge where the homeless were camping. And she just said, how can you walk through this? There was this huge pile of debris
right.
that was left behind. I don't know in the pictures that she took. Hubcaps, she said, tell me there's not rats and needles and things like that that are affecting, you know, the naturalness,
the environment.
Thank you. So what do we do with that? I mean, what do we do with that? It's I don't know. It's problematic.
I tell you what. Why don't we wait to the other side of this
yeah.
break for this? Because we got to take a break here. So this is Carl and the Bot. We're down here at the Pancake Breakfast. No, it's not in Roaring Gulch. We're out here at the Civic Auditorium. There's plenty of room on the tables. Their lines are very
yeah.
well handled. So come on down here. Be part of our largest event. And in Shasta County, and well over a year, and the rodeo last night, Judy Maxwell was just on saying it set a record for Thursday nights. So I think that's wonderful. So come on down and join us right down here at the Civic Auditorium, Carl and the Bot here, and come by and say hello at our station here, and we'll hold Baron over for another few minutes.
Yeah.
Life is too short to be uninformed.
The Armstrong and Getty Show, 9 to noon on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
This is RC from Tobacco and Brew, bringing you this month's Cigar of the Humidor. Today we're talking about Trinidad's Espiritu Series No. 2, crafted with tobaccos from Brazil and Nicaragua and wrapped in an Arapiraca leaf. Espiritu No. 2 produces a harmonious, medium to full-bodied cigar with extraordinary zesty complexity and earthy notes. Come by the shop and pick up your Trinidad Espiritu No. 2 today, 2143 Hilltop Drive, Reading.
At Shasta Regional Medical Group, we're focused on the health matters that matter to you, like having a primary care doctor you trust. Our physicians put patients first. They take the time to listen to your needs and concerns, and they provide the information you need to make good decisions about your own health. At Shasta Regional Medical Group, you have an integrated network of caregivers and specialists working to serve you in a compassionate, patient-centered environment. We're conveniently located right across the street from Shasta Regional Medical Center. To make an appointment, call Shasta Regional Medical Group today at 605-4260 or visit us online at ShastaRegionalMedicalGroup.com. Shasta Regional Medical Group. Your primary care is our primary concern.
Hi, this is Dr. Patricia Bay, and my radio show, Therapy in a Nutshell, which airs on Saturdays at 11 a.m. on KCNR, 1460 a.m., or 96.5 FM, is a great show for you to listen to and learn how to effectively change your life. We talk about issues such as communication and trust, couples issues, and many more. Also, you can listen to the radio show on my podcast through the Anchor app, which is free and safe, or you can tune into the iTunes or Spotify podcast and listen to it there. It's a nice show that'll help you throughout the day and throughout your life. So join me for Therapy in a Nutshell, Saturdays, 11 a.m. at KCNR Radio. This is Dr. Patricia Bay, trying to heal the world 1 hour at a time.
You get me every time.
Since 1890, Stifel has established itself as one of the nation's leading wealth management and investment banking firms by understanding clients' hopes and dreams, focusing on building and preserving wealth. Simply put, when you achieve your goals, we achieve ours. I'm proud to be a part of Stifel as a financial advisor. This is Susan Eastman, First Vice President Investments. Call today for quality time well spent. 530-244-7199. Again, 530-244-7199.
Hey guys, Dave Ramsey here. Join me and the Ramsey personalities as we give you the tools and motivation you need to win in the areas of money, career, and more.
Here
right here on the Ramsey Show. Listen weekdays at noon on KCNR 96.5 FM
because
and 1460 AM.
We are social spacing, so this is the place where we could put tables 6 feet apart. But I tell you what, that's the only social spacing you'll see here. People are sitting at the tables. Not all the tables are full. There's probably more tables this year than before. So if you're looking to come down here to have a pancake breakfast, it is absolutely fabulous. It's what, 60 degrees out?
Oh, no, it's not.
What is it?
Oh, no, we're going to have 92. Today,
but not right now.
Well, I'm looking right now. Sue, what do you have up there right? Because it says 92. Does that mean the highest?
That's the high today.
Okay, so 57. All right, so you were pretty okay. I thought I said idea. All right, well, okay, the weather's brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. We're here with Baron Browning.
And we have a special announcement.
Oh, yes, we do.
The lost strangers have been identified. They are Sheriff Eric Magrini and Preston Sharp. Now, you're saying, well, I know who Sheriff Magrini is, but I'm not sure who Preston Sharp is. He's a young man that started, I don't know, he was just a child, and now he's a teenager. He started putting, he went to remember his grandfather at the cemetery, and he noticed that, you know, his grandfather's a veteran, nobody had flags or flowers on their graves, and it became Preston Sharp's
mission
to do this, and this is spread nationwide. He was at the White House. He was at the
been recognized
by every president since he's been doing this, and this is something he does from his heart, and has done a fantastic job. So he and Sheriff Magrini were the lost strangers who went out. I don't know if it's a good idea to have a teenager out there stealing. Along with the sheriff from the post office.
Robbing banks.
You know, I mean, I'm not sure that's a, you know, do we want to teach him that? But I guess he was with the sheriff. He probably had a good idea. Okay, anyway, they've been found. Hey, we're here with Baron Browning. Good morning, Baron.
Good morning again.
Of course, Baron is one of the Anderson City Council members, but he's also running for Board of Supervisors, District 5. And I asked him when we went back on the break, what were the two things you thought were facing? You mentioned there's two things. One was homelessness, and the other one was
crime.
Now, we've tried to pass a bond issue three different times. The last time, and to build a jail. Last time, there were so many things added onto it. People weren't sure. There were people really against it because of all the added, you know, it wasn't a easy to figure out bond.
Right.
Do you think there's room for if it's a jail only bond?
Yeah, I mean, I definitely do. Number one, I think the county, if you look at the budget, we have money to do that. Mm-hmm. And I think it's time we started stepping up and looking how we could do that, whether that's a 30-year loan or 40-year loan, whatever that may be, but we've got to do something for not only Shasta County, but especially the city of Redding, where a lot of those things go on day in and day
out. When you have the next jail, the jail for a county this size should be around 1,000 people. We've got over 400 seats in our jail now, which is aging. So we need a minimum of 600 seats.
6,900, I agree.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So either a loan or a bond to do this. But, you know, that
Jail only.
And personnel to run the jail.
And then life center side needs to come from Health and Human Services.
I absolutely agree.
But if you word it right and you go after the right, you know, pot of money, where you're actually going to try and rehabilitate, whether that's drug addiction or mental illness, I think there's money to do that as well. But you've got to start somewhere. You can't just keep sitting on your hands saying,
yes,
we're going to do it. We're going to do it, or we're not going to do it. It's fine. It's fine. It's fine.
Yeah.
It's not fine.
It's not fine.
You know, the fact is that Reading is growing. We are getting people from all over that are coming in here to looking at it. And it just doesn't help when you've got people running around on the streets or they see a graffiti or people shooting up on the sidewalk, which I've seen. For the first time, I've seen that. In the alley, not the alley, but the, well, it's an alley that goes behind our building. There was some guy on the side of the building where people could run over him. And I looked down and he had the needle in his arm. Mm. That's just, there's no room for that.
Right.
Yeah. How do you get people into
that? I think you can have compassion, but you still have, I think you can have compassion, but at the same time, we still have laws. We all have laws and rules that we follow day in and day out, whether that's our job, whether that's society, whether that's my wife. I mean, you follow all those rules because
traffic, you have
traffic,
we have laws
right.
to drive by.
So there's really no difference in this scenario either. But we have to start somewhere, and I think those are two great options. And then there's some stuff out of others beyond that that some nonprofits can take care of, whether that's small homes with aftercare and continued rehabilitation. And job skills, things, there's room for that as well. But we got to start partnering.
Oh, yeah.
And not living in a bubble. I talk about this a lot, but stop living in a bubble and start getting it done.
Yeah, yeah and, you know, every time, not every time, this doesn't include you, but the other, every time somebody comes on our show, no matter who the politician is, or the city, or county, or state, it's the crime problem you want to get your arms around, be able to lock people up. Until we can have some kind of place where we can put a hammer on them, where they just don't, you know, we arrest them and literally the next day.
Consequences.
There's got to be consequences of your actions.
Yes.
And if they can't take responsibility for their actions, we have to show them that their behavior is just not acceptable, and we're going to put you in jail.
Well, I think you can look at our track record in Anderson and go, we've actually done that. And we're not afraid to do that.
Yeah.
Again, there's compassion, but there's still consequences.
Yeah, I see you all make sweeps through there on a regular basis.
Yep.
And you're picking up 5, 6, 7 people at a time for everything from meth to illegal
vagrancy.
Firearms.
Right. But the first thing our officers do every time, outside of if they've really broken the law, is offer them services.
Uh-huh.
We always offer them services.
Well,
if they choose not to take that, well, then we have to go down a different path. But we always have compassion first.
You know, one of the things that's facing the county as it is, the okay, I'm just reading something that just came through the chat room. Sorry. One of the things that faces the county is this non-funded liabilities, you know.
The unfunded liability.
Yeah, and it's something like $30 million a year that it has to pay. How do you get your arms around that?
Well, first of all, I think we need to understand that how many people are employed, how long will their tenure be, and when does that money really come due? I think we've got to start telling the story the way the story really is. We've done a good job with that in Anderson to say, okay, here's our unfunded liability, $1 million, but that's based on the next 25 years of that person's employment or those people's employment. Now, people retire and they retire out, but that is already there. So what is the rest of it? Well, it's over that lifespan of their employment with the county or the cities. And so what is really that number that's due?
Yeah, and
based on the retirement that's coming up this next year,
you can't have any people that are working. Not the people that are here under a contract. You of course always honor that contract, but somewhere, you know, as they're coming in, you know, some communities are going to they're pulling out of the state retirement funds, and they're paying higher salaries, but the employees are going into 401s.
Well, the great thing that Anderson's done is, as we go through negotiations, they're paying a percentage of that into their own pot. So when we make those contracts or make those deals with them to renegotiate their contract over the next in APD's case, the next 6 years, they're paying 2% of that, out of that. So they're not, it's not really 30% or 28% or whatever. It's, you know, 2 or 3% less than that.
Okay.
And so they're, and they've been very willing, and I applaud our police department, and recently the rest of our staff to doing the same thing as part of that negotiation process.
Okay.
Well, Baron, thank you for being with us this morning.
Yeah.
Again, we're down live at the Pancake Breakfast, and we always love to hear somebody who's, like, plugged into the community about thoughts, because, you know, we do have a morning talk show here. We do like to talk a little bit about what's happening politically. And I hear, every time we hear that little bleep, it's definitely, we're coming in with messages from the chat pack, right? Yeah. Is there a question?
It's coming in. No, this is coming in from the studios.
All right.
On our Skype. But
okay.
What happened, she said, we've been getting all these phone calls from people, and we're here. So they're asking about the pancake breakfast.
If you're listening, we're live, and again, guess what? People are parking. There is a little bit of a jam up with parking, so you may have to, you know, park over the bridge or whatever, but come.
It's not that bad.
No,
can I get throw a plug in really quick?
Tables. Yeah.
Have you guys talked about Tata? So
you know,
Tata,
well, let's talk about Tata. Okay.
The
right?
That's the pink horse.
Taken.
I understand
that's the pink
there
horse.
Was a kidnapping.
There was a kidnapping. Tata has been located.
Right.
Unfortunately, Tata is up in the air as we speak, held for ransom. And so we have started a GoFundMe account to get Tata back and get her painted back pink, because currently it is Asphalt Cowboys colors.
You know, from what I understand, when Tata disappeared, it was found originally in the Asphalt Cowboys clubhouse.
Yes.
It was found first in town.
Oh, okay.
I believe where it was getting its current makeover.
Okay. And the makeover.
But just understand that money is going to Chicks and Chaps, which does support breast cancer awareness.
Absolutely.
So pink.
Which is happening September 18th. We want you to go on to the Reading Rodeo, that's a great way. You can also go to Facebook, Chicks and Chaps. I love being part of that. In fact, my little belt buckle, hello.
There we go, Chicks
okay,
and Chaps.
Okay, I love this. I've been, you know,
the
it's got Sheila.
Oh, it's going to be the Asphalt Cowboys and
Reading
Rodeo.
Oh, it's going to be fantastic. September 18th.
Awesome.
So buy tickets, because it's going to be a special event. We've usually been held on today. Usually the tradition has been, but we're going to make it even bigger and more special outside, but it's still going to be all rodeo, but in September. Isn't that cool?
Yes. Yep.
Another time to bring out your little rodeo gear.
That's right. Think pink. Okay. Baron Brown.
Thank
Browning,
you guys for
thank
having
you.
Me.
Oh, thanks. Go back there and flip some more. By the way, your sausages were great.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
Thanks a lot. Baron Browning. Okay, we're going to take a quick break, and we'll be back after these messages. This portion of the show brought to you by our friends over at Cypress Square Barbershop, right off Athens Avenue, the only place I've gotten my hair cut in 14 years since I've lived here. I really like the place. I like the people there. It's a better-known business. They are extremely friendly, but extremely good at what they do. It's Man's Last Stronghold. Man's Last Stronghold. They work on appointments only. Give them a call at 244-9478. 8:32 in the morning, about 60 degrees out there. It's a beautiful day down here at the Pancake Breakfast at the Civic Auditorium. Come on down, say hello.
I'm not big on salt and graces. Think I'll slip on down to the oasis. So I've got a friend in love facing.
KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Reading.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
You don't have to be a Native American to access quality health care. Radiant Rancheria's Churn Creek Healthcare and Central Valley Healthcare are open to anyone with Medicare, Medi-Cal, or Partnership Health. Our health system never charges co-pays, deductibles, share of costs, or even a sliding fee scale. Patients never have to pay to access quality, compassionate health care. Radiant Rancheria Tribal Health System, changing how health care is delivered. Call us today to schedule an appointment.
High Noble Safe Company, formerly known as Cold Steel Safe Company at 2559 Larkspur Lane, offers only the highest quality safes, delivery, moving, and repair service available. They carry several brands, including High Noble, Browning, and American Security, just to name a few. High Noble has gun safes, home safes, and high security safes with stores in Redding, Roseville, and Petaluma. Call 530-223-5050. That's 530-223-5050. Or stop by High Noble Safe Company at 2559 Larkspur Lane today.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier in all we do.
Premier Oil Change has been locally owned and operated since we opened in 2006, enjoying long-term relationships with our team members and loyal guests. Many of our team members have worked with us for over 10 years. Many of our certified technicians have logged over 30,000 oil changes, working on hundreds of different vehicle makes and models. In an ever-changing world, we strive to keep up with change with our extensive training program. It's important to the staff at Premier Oil Change that our customers' cars are well taken care of by experienced, well-trained technicians. So you can depend on your vehicle to get you and your family to your destination. Don't forget that you can earn free oil changes with Premier Rewards. Learn more at PremierOilChange.com or visit us in Palo Cedro. Premier is in the Holiday Market Shopping Center or in Redding on Lake Boulevard next to Waterworks Park or our newest location in Anderson across from Roundtable. Remember, you get a free car wash with every oil change. Premier Oil Change, home of the friendly oil change.
Good morning. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio. Are we on? Yes, we are. Okay, hey, welcome back to Free Fire Radio with Carl and the Bot. 60 degrees out there. It's going to go up about 94 today. The weather report's always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Shasta Gas Propane, a veteran-owned business that is based in Anderson. It gives discounts for seniors and veterans. You can give them a call at 365-3793. And our friends over at Quackmaster Windshield Repair are bringing us this segment. Jeff Ward started this business about decades ago through all the schools. There's nobody that knows more about fixing your windshield than Jeff Ward. Totally professional, guarantees it for life, whether it's a small chip or a crack over 2 feet in length. That's Jeff Ward. Free consultations. You bring your car down there or truck or RV to 3208 South Market Street. Okay, Linda and I are here. She's out, you know, she's being Linda. She is corresponding with the people out getting their pancake breakfast. It's another great event. Lots of people constantly, moving through here. There's plenty of room out here. They've got the table spread out in the parking lot. The lines aren't long. The breakfast is the pancakes, sausage, orange juice, milk, coffee, and of course syrup that goes along with that. And like I said, you can get through that line quickly. They are planning on having, they were thinking there's going to be a lot of people here, and there is. But you can still, like I said, get through here quick. Come on out. Plenty of places to sit. We are seeing all people we haven't seen in a year. Sheriff Jim Pope came through, and we haven't seen Jim since the last pancake breakfast, maybe a couple other events, but really it's been over a year since we saw Jim Pope.
It's been great to see everybody, and like I said, there is traffic, but I think it goes till 10 o'clock today.
Yeah.
So great, and we're going to say hello to some friends.
Oh, we've got Marcus Parton coming through. Come on in, Marcus, and grab a, you know, it'll be totally pancake breakfast
yeah,
today.
Yeah, how you doing, buddy?
Good. How are you this morning?
How was your parking? Question. What was it like coming in today, and what do you think about this location?
Well, you know, I like Roaring Gulch. You know, it's
we
just,
all do.
You know, right downtown, and maybe as things get back to normal again, you know, who knows what'll happen.
I'm pretty sure that the Cowboys want to have it back in Roaring Gulch, and I totally agree with that. But this, because of the spacing regulations, this time to be able to have it, you know, thanks to the Civic for letting them have this whole extravaganza here.
You can tell everybody's happy to be here today.
You know what? And as I pointed out, if you want to wear a mask, you absolutely can. There's not a lot of them around, though. People seem to be really enjoying being out in the community.
I've seen a few masks, but it's been few and far between. I thought I'd see more bandanas.
Bandanas?
Yes, that's not a bad idea. Yes.
No? So, Marcus, what do you think is going to happen this year, now that we're starting to open up?
I think it's going to be interesting. I think it's going to be kind of exciting. I've been to a few events of late where you could tell the joy in the room of people getting back together. You know, people both feeling comfortable about it and still social distancing, but you know, it seems like it's blending back into something a lot more comfortable.
Yeah, and when you see something like first it was a Red Bluff Roundup, and then, you know, Cottonwood had their rodeo, and then now, last night, I think they set a record for Thursday nights.
That's what I heard.
And that's just absolutely fabulous. Have you been yet?
We're looking forward to going tonight.
Yep.
All
well,
right.
Tough
we'll
to think
we'll
pink.
See you
My
there.
My pink shirt's going on.
My
absolutely.
Pink shirt's going on, and we're going to be there tonight, too, and we're actually going to be there tomorrow night also. You know what? Rodeo is so much America.
Americana.
It started here. It's a great event. The people, I mean, when you see them out there, when they have the national anthem, everybody's standing, hats are off. We have the United States Marine Corps Mounted Color Guard. They love coming to Reading. We had them on a little bit earlier. They love coming to Reading. So
I think it's going to be another great night.
I think so. Well, thanks so much for coming by.
Nice seeing you. We'll see you tonight.
Thank
okay.
Thank you, Marka.
You
I'll
bet.
See you
yeah,
there.
We will.
We'll see you there. All right, buddy. Okay, take care. And
what are you excited about tonight about the rodeo, honey? What I know we both love mutton busting.
Well, I like to people watch. No matter what I've done in my life, I like to people watch. And speaking of people watching, two people that we've watched come to Reading, love on Reading, are Doug and Bonnie McConnell. Let's put that microphone on right now. So they come. They go between, we know Doug used to be, and retired from the head heart surgeon over at Shasta Regional Medical Group. And we're so happy to have him in the community. You go back and forth. Oh, and it's the Chris.
I only came over to see you.
Okay.
As Chris comes by and says, I came over to see Linda. I don't know who the bum is.
And, we have
you did that very obvious.
Yes.
Chris Wagner from
we're having a major like come to visit, you know. So with Doug and Bonnie here with us this morning, you guys come into town specifically to be here for the rodeo and the pancake breakfast. Am I right?
Yes.
Get up closer there, buddy.
Be closer. Is this
yeah,
fine?
That's there it. Be closer.
Oh, it's great. No, Bonnie insisted.
Specifically to be here.
To run down, yeah, but we were down south. We've got 11 grandchildren down there, or 10.5, soon to be 11. And we,
10.5.
Yeah. Yeah. It works. Anyway, we, had to pick a date that we would, come back to visit our good friends like you and Carl.
Yes.
Well, you.
We
and
love
Carl,
you guys.
Love
you know, it's
you're
always
part of
Linda.
Our group.
I just happen to be
Linda
with
and the
Linda.
Guy she's with, yeah.
No, we're part, you're part of our clan. We have a clan. You're part of our clan.
Yes. And we've just, so I came, Bonnie and I moved up here for what we thought might be a 2-year commitment and a job. We basically found a real community. This is part of it right here, you folks. And the fact that you can walk down the hill.
Yeah. Right. Right.
We walked down over the bridge, came down here, get a little exercise.
Oh, you walked
here.
You
guys walked here.
Yeah,
you
walked
here
today.
You just live across the river there.
Well, yeah. Across the river enough, a very large hill.
A very large hill.
So you must have pancakes to negotiate the hill going home. That's the...
Uber, maybe.
No. Uber, maybe. Oh. Well, that was quite a walk because you guys live at the top of Hilltop. But anyway, so you're here. So happy to, yeah. And so are you going to the rodeo?
Oh, we did last night.
Okay, tell us about your experience.
Wait a minute. Give that to Bonnie.
Move on over.
Yeah.
Okay. Come on, Bonnie. Your voice is nicer than mine.
Anyway, what about the rodeo last night?
She put her hands out and said
it was
fabulous.
It was a full-bore rodeo. No masks worn by anyone in the audience. That was uplifting. And the
did they mask the bulls?
No, too much snot. The CDC yesterday granted us, if you're outdoors,
that's right,
and you're vaccinated, man, you're free.
Yeah.
And the audience was just the classic audience. To our right, where we were sitting with some good friends, Dr. Dave Hemp, who's a dentist in town, he always includes us, were five or six of the cutest kids just on their they're on the front row, hanging over, just watching stuff. And Bonnie, I'm just watching the riding and the bulls, and she hits me, take a picture of these kids. And they were the classic Redding kids. They're just loving it. They're wearing cowboy hats. And so the just the crowd and the people, and then the MCs that do really well.
Yes,
old man and the other guy. Yeah.
They're very talented.
Yes.
And pretty soon, you don't have people going to rodeo. It's a community that's alive with the excitement and watching the excellent performances.
What did you think of the United States Mounted Color Guard?
The what?
United States Marine Corps.
Well, you mean
Mounted Color Guard.
Whenever I see them, I like it.
Yeah.
I'm just jealous that the Army's not out there. But, so I did walk in the front
exit.
So we got our tickets checked. And it's just as you come in, the first booth on your right is the Marine Corps recruiting booth. So I looked at them, and they looked there.
Did you try to enlist again?
No, I walked back to the Army guys that they're back, but they're closer to the pizza stand.
Well, they're doing pull-ups, and your guys are down there, and the Army was down there by the
pizza
stand.
Well, they had a huge van that was a I didn't go inside it, but it's part of their recruiting. I think that was the only place it could be placed.
Yeah.
Nice guys. I quasi-introduced myself. I'm not sure they want just some old Army
we're just
officer
old guys.
Showing up.
Yeah, we're just old guys.
So, but they're very nice. And there's more to it than just the rodeo. It's about the people that show up. And then pretty soon, with those MCs, everybody's friends in the stands. And then they did one of our favorite things. They started leading along, finished this song. And it was Neil Diamond's Sweet Caroline.
Oh.
So I had to get up in our section and
it's too bad you're not coming tonight because this is the busting. She's riding.
The adult. She's
riding.
The women over 60. How long can you hold on for?
Number four. So just be watching for Linda out there with the button busters.
Was that event sponsored by Shasta Orthopedics, perhaps? Specifically ladies over 60 and being thrown to the turf?
I think we ought to have a media cow riding challenge that, you know, whoever stays on the cow long enough, have to match
my buddy
every
Mike
second
Mangus.
with $500 for every second you stay on.
For a big charity. Or we could all put money in a pot.
How about for breast cancer awareness? But
Redding is the type of community you can pull that off.
There you go.
And that's you try that in L.A. or Long Beach and it gets lost.
I'd want an old cow.
We've got to take a break. So great to have you with us. Okay. And we're going to come back with our last segment here on KCNR 96.5 FM. 1460 AM. This is Your Talk Radio with Carla Linda Bott. We're live down at the Pancake Breakfast. We'll be right back.
Love is a burning thing, and it makes a fiery ring.
Live American history at Turtle Bay's newest exhibition, American Adventure 1607. Actively explores the fates of early colonists in North America through a blend of gameplay and authentic history. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
North State Now is a magazine-formatted show at 6 p.m. every Thursday night. The first Thursday is yours truly, Linda Bott, featuring what's going on in our town. The second Thursday is hosted by Michelle Slade, featuring heroes of the North State. The third Thursday is hosted by none other than James Masada and Rhonda Alvey from Enjoy the Magazine and Enjoy the Store. Our newest edition is the fourth Thursday of the month, Women of Vision. That's North State Now, Thursday at 6 p.m., also streaming on KCNR1460.com.
Some things in life you can just rely on, like the comfy fit of a favorite pair of jeans and the tried and true performance of a new home comfort system from Rood. So here's to reliability, built into everything we do. Rely on Rood.
Get reliable comfort when the weather turns cold with a new heating system installed by the local pros at Alliance Heating and Air. Call Alliance Heating and Air today at 530-221-2642.
At Shasta Regional Medical Group, we're focused on the health matters that matter to you, like having a primary care doctor you trust. Our physicians put patients first. They take the time to listen to your needs and concerns, and they provide the information you need to make good decisions about your own health. At Shasta Regional Medical Group, you have an integrated network of caregivers and specialists working to serve you in a compassionate, patient-centered environment. We're conveniently located right across the street from Shasta Regional Medical Center. To make an appointment, call Shasta Regional Medical Group today at 605-4260 or visit us online at ShastaRegionalMedicalGroup.com. Shasta Regional Medical Group. Your primary care is our primary concern.
Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon until 2. Our expert guests will give you the whole story rather than a bunch of sound bites. Our commercial-free archives are always available at wethepeopleradio.us.
Sponsored in part by Pape Machinery, located at 3119 Twinview Boulevard, for all your local John Deere Ag and Turf products. Join us every Sunday from noon until 2, wethepeopleradio.us.
What shall we do about them?
Join us for Turtle Bay's Walk on the Wild Side Animal Show, running Tuesday to Sunday at 11 a.m. and noon. This fun-filled educational wildlife show gives you a special look at Turtle Bay's most beloved animals. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
Yeah, good morning and welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in... Oh, okay. In... I just hear some feedback here. It'll be okay. Hey, welcome back to Free Fire Radio. We're down here at the Civic Auditorium for the Asphalt Cowboys Pancake Breakfast. Gosh, we've watched thousands of people come through here. There's no traffic
right now.
Yeah, right
now it's
gonna,
an open.
Yeah, it's going to go till 10 o'clock, so yeah. Maybe a good chance. I think it's $4 or $5 at the for the breakfast. What is it, $4 or $5?
I don't know. It's reasonable.
For breakfast, which includes pancakes, sausage, orange juice, milk, coffee. Plus, you get to come down and see people. You know, this is if they're spread out, the tables are spread out. People are smiling. They're having a great time. They're shoving pancakes in their face. There's drones flying over that somebody's got. I think these are private drones that are doing a, just kind of going over and doing video of all the people. Everybody's waving at
them. Absolutely. Yeah, right. They're waving because, you know, that's how, they can do an overhead of like what's happening with the pancake breakfast. In fact, that could be the news actually. But we're on media row here. We've not quite done it like this before. And
this is
our 11th year of doing the pancake breakfast, Carl and I, and, of course, you know, that we didn't do it last year. So, you know, we're all coming back with like, what's the new normal? And we're just all trying to figure it out. We did have a few people today that talked about being at the rodeo last night and how spectacular the rodeo was, how all American it was. You know, and of course we had the Marine Corps, mounted color guard on this morning and they talked about what this rodeo means for them. One of the Marines said this is the first outing. He just joined a month ago. This is the first outing at the, in a rodeo here, in Reading. And that was just so cool to see, you know, how much they're really digging it and what they're doing with the community, going to the VA today after.
I just saw them pulling out with their horses.
And then they're going to go to Foothill High. And then tonight, of course, they're going to be with all the regalia, with the rodeo. And that's what I think we've been missing. We've been missing tradition. And we need tradition. We need to gather. We need to feel each other's energy with a smile and a welcome. And we're all part of this. We feel it's been a little bit of a time that makes us feel maybe disengaged or fractured in some way. So it's nice to come back together with the glue of the community.
Absolutely. And last night they set a record at the Reading Rodeo for a Thursday night. I can't wait to go tonight. And it's Think Pink. This is Pink Night at the rodeo, you know, for breast cancer awareness. Though they didn't have that event this year, they are going to have it on September 18th, but we'll have a lot more information about that later on as we get closer. Linda's involved with that. But the I thoroughly agree with you, hon, that seeing people out, we need to get back to normal. We need for people to be able to see and interact. There's been so much hostility over this last year. It's almost, you know, in some ways it was almost funny to listen to people, you know, and the masks, no masks.
Well, funny,
COVID,
but
no
very
COVID.
Sad.
I mean,
and actually, I think that it's actually hurt some certain friendships. And I don't, and Carl's looking at me a face that, you know, I'm coming from my personal feelings. You know, I can't, one thing you realize is that when you're an individual and how you look at a piece of art and you're standing next to somebody, this is an analogy. You're standing next to somebody and you're looking at a piece of art and you both are feeling different things. You're looking at the piece. So it's how you interpret, this in light. To interpret what's going on. So, you know, we're just glad to come together and be part of a gathering again.
That's right. And we're seeing people that we know, seeing one of our people that works with us coming up today. And, you know what? I don't think she's ever been on the air. Come on, Diane, just say
she's
hello.
She's saying no.
Okay, she's got a cross up and, she's offering to go get us breakfast and all this, but you're too late. Dave Tappan hit us this morning. Okay. In our final minutes here, we are fortunate. You know, when Linda and I moved here, Linda was here before I got here, of course. When I moved up here 14 years ago, Linda was already here. And I got up here in 07.
For a year and a half.
You've been already been here since 05.
Yeah.
That I'd never set roots down anywhere. Longest I ever lived was 3 years. Lived anywhere was 3 years of my whole life. And when we came here, we had to make that decision what we were going to do. Now, the decision to have the radio station is still something at night we talk about. Why a radio station? You know, I'd never done it before. But we have. And I tell you what, setting roots down in a place like Reading was so easy. People, the environment, the things to do here, the people. I'm going to keep going back on that. And now it's kind of strange to see these animosity between people who were friends.
Yeah.
And hopefully we're going to be able to kind of get past that here in the next couple of months, whatever. You know, recall, no recall. It's totally your thing on that. Some people want to have a recall, some people don't. Well, you know, that's the best thing about living in the United States of America. You can do it.
Well, we are only as good as the people. I'm sorry, I'm going to put you on the spot right there. No, you got to say hi.
Oh, hi, everybody.
Diane.
It's so great. No masks. Everybody's back together. We're almost back to normal, if there is a normal.
Yeah,
okay.
And so we
thanks,
create-
everybody. Thanks for coming. It's great to see everybody getting together again.
Diane, we love you. And we're only as good as the people around us. And we have Sue at the helm today.
Thank you, Sue.
Jared helped set us up. You know, we've got great staff. Diane's been with us for 10 years, 11. She's coming up on 11. And, you know, we are just blessed. So today, my heart is full. We're happy to be present. I'm alive. We're here. We are together. And tonight, we can't wait for the rodeo. We want you all to have a great day. And just remember, Carl always says it's the good guys against the bad guys.
We still got 2 minutes.
Oh, well, Susan Eastman's over there, so she's got to come over and say hi. She did the market minute. But any closing thoughts you have?
Well, just the fact that it's time. It's time for this to happen, and we've been talking about that. Everybody, have a great time. I hope you can come on down to Pancake Breakfast. I hope you can go to the rodeo. I'd like to think maybe this is that huge step that we're taking now to, you know, to be totally open. Susan.
Oh, Susan's here. Good morning.
Good morning.
How is the parking? How is it at the Pancake Breakfast?
What? It was very well orchestrated. The police are flagging people in correctly. I found parking right away. I walked up. I already had my pancakes.
Oh, I love it. Okay, great.
And everyone's happy, too.
Okay, so so wonderful to see you.
Have a great time at the rodeo, everybody.
Okay, you too. All right. See, okay. Now that's just it. So you hear it. If you're thinking, if you're like, not sure, come on by. Come on down here. It's going to be going till 10 o'clock. We got the Asphalt Cowboys. Yeah, we go to 10. I believe it goes from 6 to 10.
It goes to 10.
Yep. Yeah.
Yep, goes to 10 o'clock today. People are still rolling through, so... Anyway, everybody, you have a great day and absolutely have a great weekend. We'll be back Monday, and hopefully, like we said, this is the first day of us opening up and being able to do what we want to do when we want to do it with the people we want to be with. And if you've got your vaccination according to the CDC, you don't need to wear a mask.
So, all right.
Have a great day, and remember, it is the good guys against the bad guys.
Which are you?
All is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.